Anytime. Here we go. This is Aaron, and I'm going to ask you the very first question. What brought you to Newbridge?
I'd been drinking excessively for far too long, and a good friend of mine had an intervention on me. And even though I kind of had a problem with that in ways, I knew I needed to go to rehab, and I'm glad he gave me the information and I got there. Otherwise, I probably would not be, I know I would not be alive, would not be here interviewing with you at all.
Wow. How has your life changed, you'd say?
Well, sobriety, I guess you'd say I'm a lot more content and happy. I'm not quite as depressed. Well, if you think about alcohol is a depressant. Drink a little too much of it, it's going to affect your outlook on life. So I would say I'm a lot more stable, too. Just life's better.
Okay, this is kind of a corollary question to that. How have you personally changed?
Good question. I think I'm a little more serious in ways. Like, I was always thought of as kind of like the class clown when I was growing up, and I kind of followed that. You know, I did TV, film, and theater, and stand-up comedy even. And I guess my humor is a little more dark now. I'm kind of a little more into dark comedy. In fact, my master's was studying dark comedy. So, but I think that, you know, any society where things are going hectic tend to be dark comedy. So, you know, I'm a big fan.
I'm gonna ask you to be as honest as you'd like. What issues were you facing before the treatment?
Well, I drinking had gotten so bad that I had to go and get a liver transplant at UCSF Hospital. And I was sober for many years, and I was going for my master's, and suddenly I didn't know how to stay sober, and suddenly that fear was gone, and I started drinking again. And then the intervention happened, and basically I would have been dead if I hadn't figured out a way to stop drinking. And, I have to thank my counselors who got me through it. Luckily, I was wanting to get sober. You know, I was there with people who weren't wanting to get sober. And some of them actually did make it through. Some of them, many didn't. But I'm just glad I did, I guess you'd say.
Okay. What have you tried before getting help? Did you try anything before?
Sure. I tried AAA. I tried all sorts of things to get sober. In a way, I think I just needed a little time of, you know, not having any alcohol. You know, I went to the long-term program. I was there for 6 months. And it gives your body time to reboot. And it's a pretty hardcore rehab to go to. You know, it's not easy. And it's almost like boot camp. And, you know, I wasn't really in the military. My grandfather was a colonel in the Marines, but military wasn't really my thing. But having to go through, like, a boot camp-style program really kind of wakes you up, you know, and changes the way you approach life. And I would say I'm a lot more, I'm a lot better at getting things done, I guess you'd say.
Okay, that kind of dovetails into the next question. What was different about Newbridge as opposed to those others?
Well, I still go back and tell my story at Newbridge, and I teach improv there, and that kind of helps people get better and get sober and give them confidence to go out and get a job and things like that. And I think in a way, what it did for me is it helped me take a break from like my family and my friends and just have a time to reboot on my own with people telling me how to do it. And, you know, I got really into studying how to get sober, basically. And not everybody did that, but I definitely took it as a way to do it.
Okay. How do you feel now, today?
Well, as I think I kind of mentioned, I'm a little more, you know, content and just laid back, you know. I don't get upset about things as much as I used to. I'm a little more laid back. And, I think when we're in a situation where you're doing a lot of drugs or a lot of alcohol, your mind, it just gets fried, you know. It's going in all sorts of ways where it doesn't get a chance to relax. And getting sober, I think, gave me a chance to get my priorities straight, you know, and decide what I want to do with my life.
That's great. Would you recommend Newbridge to anyone else?
Newbridge is one of the best rehabs I've seen. I've worked with others. There's something about Newbridge that is very difficult in ways, but is challenging. And also, for me, who, I drank way too excessively. And finding a way to not want to drink anymore needed something that really kind of, like I said, almost like a boot camp. Like your whole body and mind has to turn around. So you're no longer thinking in the way you used to think when you had those cravings and those like never-ending desires. I guess you'd say my confidence is better too. You know.
All right. We may have covered this already, but I'm going to ask you again. How has Newbridge helped you?
Well, finding a way to get me sober was incredibly important. I think in a lot of ways, finding a way to like get a space to get sober is not always easy. And I tried in many, many different ways. And I think one of the things people don't talk about is getting sober usually requires a higher power or a God or some sort of spirituality. And in our modern day, that is not necessarily a big deal. You know, my grandparents were really into religion. I go to church with them, but I never really got into church. And I don't really know many people who are into church. I don't, and maybe you do, but it's not a common thing anymore. So for somebody to find something that gives them that faith and that confidence, and so they're no longer, you know, fearing. I mean, I'm not religious, but I have found like a spirituality that helps me in, you know, my day-to-day existence and makes life a little easier to deal with.
Yeah, that's a wonderful answer. changing gears just a little bit, how has your use affected your life and, i.e., your family?
Good question. Both sides of my family are heavy drinking families. But I think I probably took the drinking to the most extreme, you know.
You got the crown.
Yes, somehow I managed to take it.
Crown Royal, actually.
Exactly. Jeez, this is reminding me of the days back when I was drinking. I used to call KGO all the time and make prank phone calls. But I guess what you'd say is it's gotten me a little more centered on learning how to live life, you know. You know, it's a hectic society, and when you get better at that, it just makes it easier, and that's about it, I guess.
What can you tell me about the Newbridge staff?
Newbridge staff. Some of the people who were counselors when I was there are still there, and great people, funny. You know, when you are working with people who also have been through the same thing, you know, who have found ways to get sober in their own way, it's a lot easier to get advice from them and to hear stories and how they did it. You know, if you start talking to somebody who's never done that, you're not going to really relate or know what they're talking about, really. But when somebody's been there and knows how they did it, it's not necessarily that you're going to follow exactly the way they did it, but you're going to take those pieces of information they gave you on how they did it, and you're going to try them. You know, I tried everything, and some of the things worked, and I kept them. And some of the things didn't work, and I realized they were working, and I stopped using them. So it's kind of a situation where you're surrounded by people who figured out how to get sober. It really helps you get sober. And so that's what I'd say about that. It's a tough job, but they do it well.
Okay. This is last of Vicky's questions. Do you know Vicky?
I do.
Okay. What part of the program was especially helpful for Aaron?
Good question. I think for me, one of the things about Newbridge is a behavior modification program, at least the long-term program. I went through both the short-term and the long-term because when I went into the Newbridge, I was like yellow. Like I scared people how I looked. I looked so bad from all the drinking I'd done. And like I said earlier, it's almost like a boot camp in the long-term program. They check you on things, and they confront you on things that you need to be confronted on, and in some ways that's hard, but you need that. You know, you need somebody to like glare a mirror on you and go, hey, look at what you're doing. You know, all this time you've been thinking that you get away with drinking. That's the one problem, is having that drink. So you need to figure out a different route. And you got to just figure out how to do it.
Okay, we come to the last question. This is one I came up with. So it might sound silly, but I'd like you to be as honest as you can.
Sure.
If you could write a love letter to Newbridge, what would it say?
That's a good one. You know, I've always been good at writing letters. Ever since I was a kid, I used to travel a lot, and I'd go over to Europe, and I would always write people letters and postcards. So I would love writing them something. But I'll be honest, I grew up with a mom who's really emotional. So I'm not very good at being emotional. You know, I guess it's the dark comedy in me. So it'd be hard, but I would write them and say basically thanks for saving my life. You know, it's hard to say your appreciation for that, but I really wouldn't be here without them. And in a way, I'd like to tell them I really appreciate it.
You just did.